be the third son. Matthew chapter 21, verses 28 to 31. Today's Bible verses come from Matthew chapter 21, verses 28 to 31. But what do you think about this? A man with two sons told the older boy, "Son, go out and work in the vineyard today." The son answered, "No, I won't go," but later he changed his mind and went anyway. Then the father told the other son, "You go," and he said, "Yes, sir, I will." But he didn't go. Which of the two obeyed his father? They replied, "The first." Then Jesus explained his meaning, "I tell you the truth, corrupt tax collectors and prostitutes will get into the kingdom of God before you do." This is a story that I got told from a group of North Korean missionaries. They mainly help the people who escape the North Korean border. A North Korean person swam across the river and went into the Chinese border. That old man was 80 years old. He was so thin and emaciated, because he had been starving for a long time. The missionary asked him, "Why did you get out of there?" He said, "I wanted to sing hymns freely before I die, so I decided to get out there." The missionary said, "I will help you, so you better prepare yourself to go to South Korea." But he said, "Before I make any decision, I will need to ask God." And he got out of the fence, and long time after, he came back. The tears were coming out of his eyes. "God, the pastor is saying that he will help us, should I follow them?" That's how he prayed. But God said, "Do you think that I have no ability, so that I am leaving you in North Korea? You have things to do." That's what he felt God was saying. This old man wept and said to the pastor, "Pastor, to be physically tortured is God's will, also being starved as well, and God has his purpose in it. I thought of going to South Korea and sing him so loudly before going forward to see God, but I felt God's will is to remain in North Korea." He wept and wept. At that time, someone told them that the guard was coming, so the missionary told the old man, "Let's leave here together quickly." The old man replied, "I know well what the freedom is. I also rang the bell of the church building. I attended the Sunday school, but God's saying that it is God's will to remain in North Korea now rather than freedom. I would choose to listen to the words of God." He firmly said, "Let's meet in the heaven." He wept again. The missionary also wept together with him and said, "Yes, let's meet in the heaven for sure." This old man went into the North Korean border again. That's because he believed obeying the will of God was more precious than his life and his own benefits and his own comfort. Dear my brothers and sisters in Christ, what's real faith? It is obeying the will of God. It is setting God's will as life's priority. It is God's will that we need to treat more preciously than our lives, like that old man. Today's word shows Jesus' example about obedience. The father told the two sons to go to the vineyard and work. The elder son obeyed his father at first. But later he disobeyed. The younger son at first disobeyed and did not listen to him. But later he repented and obeyed his father's will. Who is the one that acted according to the father's will? It's been told that it was the second son. It shows how important the obedience is. Obedience is putting down my own thoughts and ways, and following God's will. Not anyone can obey, because the obedience comes from faith. Therefore, to obey, we need have faith. So the pathway of God's blessings is obedience. In the 1 Kings, chapter 17 says, "The widow at Zarephath did according to what Elijah said." It says in the Bible, "So she did as Elijah said, and she and Elijah and her son continued to eat for many days. There was always enough flour and olive oil left in the containers, just as the Lord had promised through Elijah. For 3 years and 6 months, there was a shortage of food and water where she was, but she did not starve and she had enough to eat. Also, when the Lord asked the blind man to put the clay on the eyes and go and wash them at the Siloam, when that man obeyed, his eyes were open. Naaman was a soldier in the country of Arab, but he was a leper. Naaman put down his own pride, According to what Elisha told him to do, he went into the river of Jordan 7 times, and his leprosy got healed completely. It was not the power of the river or Jordan, but obeying the words of God was the healing power. Obedience is not what the foolish man does, but it is what the person of God does. Obedience is not acting, because it matches with my own thoughts, but we follow His instruction, as it is acting according to God's will. Therefore the result of the faith is obedience, and the result of obedience is blessing. What is the message that God is trying to say in today's Bible passage? The elder son's obedience ended up in disobedience at the end. The younger son turned his disobedience to obedience by repentance. Then what kind of son's image should we all have? We should be the third son. It is a son that obeys at first and obeys later as well. I would like to talk about the role that we need to carry out by looking at the images of these two sons. Let's firstly look at the image of the first son. Pay close attention to verses 28 to 29. In verse 28, it says, "But what do you think about this? A man with two sons told the older boy, 'Son, go out and work in the vineyard today.' The son answered, 'No, I won't go,' but later he changed his mind and went anyway. The first son changed from yes to no. He promised obedience, but later he disobeyed. This was the son that firstly listened to his father, when the father asked him to go and work in the vineyard. But he later disobeyed his father. He said yes, but he did not act. This person was self-centered. In front of his father, he said yes, but he did not act like that in reality. It shows the image of the person that says one thing in the front and acts differently at the back. We all see the things like that a lot around us. In the front, some people say that they will obey, make commitment to serve, and they betray at the back. People like these cannot be accepted and respected in any community and society. This can happen to anyone. This has happened to a person who promised that he will form a partnership with his trusted friend but fell through. Also, we see a lot of examples like this in all politics. People that promise that they will serve the leader, they betray their leader and completely change upside down when the political party changes. They turn back from the leader. There was an instance in the Bible too. It was a person like Saul. Saul made a promise to God before he went on to the war with Amalek. God said, "I will put Amalek in your hands, so when you win that war over them, completely kill all the captives from Amalek, whether these are people or animals, completely destroy them." Gad's reason behind it was that God did not want to leave all the roots of the evil behind. When Saul won over the war according to the prophecy of God, he did not listen to God and did another thing. Saul hid the sheep and the animals, which he had taken as captives in the courtyard of the palace. Samuel heard the voice of God. "What are these noisy sounds of animals in the courtyard of Saul's palace?" In the 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 11, it says, "And then the Lord said to Samuel, 'I am sorry that I ever made Saul king, for he has not been loyal to me, and has refused to obey my command.'" Samuel was so deeply moved when he heard this that he cried out to the Lord all night. Samuel asked King Saul, "How come there are crying voices of animals from the palace?" Let's have a look at the answer from Saul. "Hey, no, I have not left these for me, but I left them to give sacrifice to God." He lied. In the 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 15, it says, "It's true that the army spared the best of the sheep, goats and cattle," Saul admitted, "but they are going to sacrifice them to the Lord your God. We have destroyed everything else." In the 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 22, but Samuel replied, "What is more pleasing to the Lord? Your burnt offerings and sacrifices or your obedience to this voice?" Listen. Obedience is better than sacrifice, and submission is better than offering the fat of rams. Later in verse 23, he said, "Rebellion is as sinful as witchcraft, and stubbornness as bad as worshipping idols. So because you have rejected the command of the Lord, He has rejected you as king from then on. The Spirit of the Lord left Saul and he started to be unfortunate. He was neglected by the Lord. We need to have the same start and the same end. Making commitment to obey and serve in the front, and doing something else at the back is the image of Saul. And this is the image of the first son, that obeys at the front and disobeys at the back. Secondly, let's read verse 30. It shows the image of the second son. The verse 30 says, "And then the father told the other son, 'You go,' and he said, 'Yes, sir, I will.' But he did not go. This person turned from no to yes. He did not listen to the father at first and disobeyed. But later he repented and came back. This second son shows the type of the person who changes the mind instantly and acts as he feels like as per the conditions and the situations. He acts and then regrets at the end and comes back. This kind of person has a lot of psychological ups and downs. This shows the image of the prodigal son, who left the father's home and experienced downfall in life, regretted leaving home and returned home. In the Bible, before the change has taken place, Peter's image was like this. When Peter once betrayed Jesus at the court of Pontius Pilatus, and turned away from him, even though he followed Jesus as one of Jesus' disciples for 3 years, he remembered the words of Jesus and wailed, repented and came back. Later that, he experienced the Holy Spirit of the Pentecost, until he was martyred, he lived a life of a disciple that preached the gospel with confidence. His life was turned around completely from a life of disobedience to a life of obedience. So we see here it was his turning point. It was similar in Augustine's case. Augustine appears in the history of church. Augustine lived a life of debauchery that the words cannot even express. The mother prayed and cried out for the son continuously, but he became more and more corrupted. One day his mother Monica was praying and her son made fun of his mum, saying why the crying sound had to be heard in the house that sounded so unlucky. Even though his mother pleaded him to stay, but he left his mum and went to Italy. Mum waited for years and years but he did not come back. Monica said to the pastor, "Pastor, I think God had abandoned my son." Whenever Monica was like that, pastor encouraged her to keep on praying for him. "Monica, do not give up, pray more." 20 years have passed. One day, Augustine thought of the words of God and opened the Bible. There were verses from Romans chapter 13, verse 13 to 14. Because we belong to the day, we must live decent lives for all to see. Don't participate in the darkness of wild parties and drunkenness, or in sexual promiscuity and immoral living, or in quarreling and jealousy. Instead, clothe yourself with the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. And don't let yourself think about ways to indulge your evil desires. He realized that he lived in darkness till then and returned to God in 20 years' time. He later became Saint Augustine. That has affected the period by his spiritual influence. This is the image of the second son. We also need to become like that second son. Even at first, we disobeyed the father's words and said no according to what our thoughts and feelings led us to do, but he repented and changed his answer to yes. Till now we discussed about the images of two sons. What kind of son should we try to be? The first son who started off with yes and finished with no? Or the second son who started off with no and finished off with yes? We need to be the third son. That is the son who starts off with yes and finishes off with yes. That son obeys at first and later also obeys. I would like to put the son as the third son. What is the real faith? We need to obey in the beginning and we need to obey at the end. That is the role of the third son. That is the son that God seeks. That is the son that really pleases God. In the Bible, Abraham was like that. When he was asked to give his son Isaac to the Lord, without hesitating, he got up and took his son to Mount Moriah. He took a journey for 3 days, but his first mind did not change. The third son represents the life that obeys in the beginning and obeys later too. Joseph was like that. Even he was sold to Egypt, he was with God. When he was in the jail, and also when he became the leader of Egypt later, he was with God. When he had a pleasant life, and difficult life, when he had a successful life, without change, he walked together with God. This is the image of the third person. This is the faith that does not have fluctuation in the beginning and at the end. Daniel was like that. When he was taken away as a captive of Babylon, the king loved him but he rejected the food that king offered him. When he was put in a lion's den, he did not stop praying for 3 times a day. He said no to bowing down in front of the idol that the king Nebuchadnezzar set up, and he was put in a fire, but he did not change till the end. God kept Daniel safely, protected him and put him on high. Gad closed the mouths of lion. God really cared for him so that he would not be hurt even one of his hair, by blazing fire. These people all lived a life of starting with yes and living whole lives with yes. God used them as pathways of blessings. This is the image of the third son. This is a life of a Christian, that God wants us to all live. Dear my brothers and sisters in Christ, obedience is honoring God's supremacy and rights. Obedience is result of having faith. Even though that way is not accepted by me and by my thoughts, but if it is God's will, then it is following God's way. What kind of image do we have right now? Don't we say yes in the front, and do something else at the back like the image of the first son? Or like the second son, don't we disobey and do not listen to the father but realizes that was wrong later, and comes back home like an image of the prodigal son? We need to be the people like the third son, that says yes in the beginning and also says yes at the end. God uses people like these as pathways of blessings. I pray and bless you all in the name of Jesus, that you will all be the pathways of blessings that God is pleased with. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.